A break in the weather has come to U.S. hard red winter wheat country. How about us? I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. Snow still covers the ground in parts of eastern North Dakota and parts of Minnesota. And we're going to try to melt the snow again, and hopefully we can stay away from the coldest air after this next 7-day period. We do have a lot of chilly air still coming at us, and we also have a little bit of precipitation to deal with as well. Right now, we've got some occasional rain and drizzle occurring across parts of North Dakota, moving into northwestern portions of Minnesota. We also have another pocket of light precipitation occurring in the northeast corner of South Dakota, spreading into some west central and southwestern Minnesota locations. Most of the precipitation at this hour is very light, not likely to have a huge impact, but it's still moisture then. We don't need any moisture. We need sunny, dry, and warm conditions to occur. Temperatures at the top of this hour running mostly in the 40s in northeastern North Dakota, where that is likely to be the rule through the rest of the day, and in the 40s and some 50s surrounding all of this area. Now, as we go forward through the afternoon, we will see the same kind of a temperature regime. The rain event that I've mentioned here is going to continue to work its way eastward across our region, and it's likely to fall apart to some degree. So a trace to maybe a quarter of an inch of moisture is about all that we can expect. A lot of folks won't even get a tenth of an inch. The system is going to fall apart as time goes along, but a new low-pressure center is going to form in northeastern Montana as we go into the evening, and it will come across North Dakota tonight and into Minnesota tomorrow, and the low-pressure system will come with another round of light rainfall. Now, there shouldn't be a large volume of moisture associated with this, but just enough to keep the ground moist and still keep the frustration level high. It looks like the moisture totals will run from a tenth to around a half inch in general. There will be a couple of counties or parts of counties that may get 3/4 of an inch, but that is not going to be the rule. And then as we go from Friday into Saturday, there's still a leftover little disturbance coming out of the prairies that will drop down across eastern, or maybe I should say the northeast half of North Dakota into Minnesota and northeastern South Dakota. That will occur on Saturday, and we'll expect to see that precipitation frustrate us a little more. And then the coldest air comes in for the last time. A strong northerly wind will blow across the region Saturday afternoon into Sunday. We might see a few flakes of snow in parts of the region. A cold high pressure center will settle in shortly after that, drop our temperatures down below freezing again late in the weekend, and we'll likely see a warming trend to note as we go into next week. So recovery time will begin at that point. Now, there will be a chance for another shot of cooler air later next week, so don't look for the temperatures to become notably warmer than normal and stay that way for any extremely long period of time. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.